Bert, do you hear well out of your left ear? And you're like, yeah. And then he just goes, wham! And you're just like, oh, not
I
anymore.
can't hear anymore out of there. And he goes, how about your left eye? Can you see me?
100%. Cheers.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There it is. Yeah. Is that the sweetest sound that you ever heard?
It makes me the smell of an IPA. You know, I've gotten more into IPAs lately because you can sip them.
Yeah.
I run through wine.
You do?
I run through wine. I just go. I had wine at your house today. And I murdered it.
When you came over last time and you were like, I poured you a glass and I poured myself a glass. And it was like, we had our glass and I was like, all right. And you go, can I take that bottle and can I get one more bottle?
Yeah.
To go to bed. I was like, oh my gosh.
By the way, I was super nervous about it because, you know, Leanne's not going to green light me taking booze down to the second house.
I hooked you up.
Okay, good. That's all I was worried about. Yeah. Is that I go, hey, man, can I grab, don't grab a bottle of their wine from their fine cellar. Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah.
Bam, bam, bam.
That's actually a good impression.
Bam. You know, she dated her third cousin one time. I swear to God.
Really?
Swear to God. Like, dated him. They found out at a fucking family reunion.
There's got to be, the wildest story ever. I feel like I told this on the podcast before about the comic who told me, right? Did I say this? The comic who his brother went on a date, was out and went home with a chick. Did I tell you this? Okay. This was told to me by someone. So this guy, he comes from a big family.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, my brother's out on a Friday night at a bar, at a club, meets a girl. She's like, you want to come back to my place? He's like, yeah. Goes in, and on the hallway where there's photos up, he goes, how come you have a picture of my dad?
No.
And she goes, that's my dad. And they figured out that he'd had.
You got to tell me this comic's name.
It's Mike Birbiglia. No, it's no. It's
It's definitely not. I can tell you people it's not.
No, yeah. I'll tell you later. But he's like, he goes. So first of all, that's so fucking alarming, right? This guy is going home to fuck his sister.
And, oh my God.
And He hears this. Turns out, so he, the comic telling me, and the one whose brother had gone home, is living in, has grown up in a home where it's his mom and his dad, and I think it was a total of 11 or 12. They find out that the guy, the dad, had 8 other kids and only did this 2 miles away. So the whole time, he has the two families just a couple miles from each other.
I fantasize about that sometimes.
How much fun that would be?
I just would love to. I would love to spread my seed.
Yeah,
and you know, just have more people that remember me when I die.
Mm-hmm.
That is, Leanne was at a family reunion.
Yeah,
and her boyfriend showed up. She was like, "What you doing here?" And he goes, "Huh?" And then I guess her dad came up and goes, "Oh, he can." She's like, "What?" He's like, his mama's meemaw's sister, meemaw's peepaw's sister's brother's cousin, he can. And they were like, well, I guess we're done dating.
Wow. Yeah. This guy, by the way, he still fucked his sister.
You got to tell. No.
He wanted
no,
to know what's
no.
like. He said, I got to find what it's like. No, he didn't.
Okay, here's a question. Here's a question.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
You find out that you and Push are related.
Yeah.
And that she is your sister. Do you keep fucking her? Oh, yeah, that would be a great out. You're like, oh my God, now I gotta go fuck a porn star. Just to clean my palate.
You all right with there? You got a couple. Cubles.
Came out pretty aggressive. Yeah. It was a juicy burp where it comes up from the throat. Do you ever throw up in your throat? In the middle of the night, you throw up in your throat and you gotta go.
That's definitely something to talk to the doctor about.
You don't throw up in your throat?
I mean, has that ever happened? Sure, I know. Yeah, but okay. You're like, in night, sounds like it's a weekly thing.
It's not weekly, but it's definitely, it's a lot more than I like it.
Yeah.
I started noticing when I start eating better, I don't fart as much and burp as much. And then I was like, is that your body going, I'm getting fat. Like, as you burp and fart,
farting?
That's your body going like, you're breaking us.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like when a car won't start, you're going, weight loss. Nadav, where are you at?
In weight loss?
Yeah. Let's find a goal line for you. We keep talking about this.
So I thought 215, right?
215?
And if you hit that, but what's the date? What's the date we're going with?
November
1?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving? No, I was going to be here.
Blow it
be...
out. Oh, I see what you're saying.
You want to hit the weight.
November 3rd, my birthday.
Okay. November 3rd.
Just a lot of November, dudes.
No, it's fine. It's just funny.
Am I going to get doxxed?
It's just funny that you're just like, my birthday.
My birthday. I'll be turning 50. At 50, I do not want to be the
Oh, my God. You're getting me a race car soon.
I know. Yeah, I know. Super excited.
I keep getting sent ideas.
Well, send them my way because I got sent a few and then... And then I got on this wild goose chase of Dale Earnhardt Jr. And I was like, and I thought that was going to be a possibility. And I was like, that's where we want to go.
I'm fucking stoked, dude.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. Whatever the guy's name is.
Yeah.
Dale Earnhardt. Dale Earnhardt Jr. Uh-huh. A junior. I would love to fucking get into business with him, buy one of his race cars, get a little fucking.
Have you reached out to them or something?
I'm spread so thin right now. That it's I got a disc golf sponsorship I'm trying to figure out.
I got hit up by a bunch of those guys. Who
I
did we talk
about? The disc golf.
What did we talk about? Was it disc golf?
I don't know. I don't remember talking about it at all.
What did we talk about? We wanted to
racing and disc golf.
Disc golf is it disc golf?
And, didn't we use and e gamers?
No, but the frisbee golf, right?
Yeah,
disc golf. Yeah, I've gotten reached out by a lot of. Ben Askren hit me up and was like, hey man, are you really into disc golf? And I was like,
Wait, the fighter?
Yeah. He's Ben Askren's really into disc golf.
Oh.
He has a 27-hole course on his property.
What?
Yeah, he built it himself. Those rings cost the goals are like $450 a pop. And he's got the Latitude 87 ones, which are like the nicest ones you can get.
Oh, he really
Ben
is.
Ben Askren legit is a disc golfer. Oh, and he's good. Like, he's good.
I did not know this.
Yeah. And by the way, have you ever played?
No.
It's so much fun.
It'd be funny to watch him play disc golf with someone who like wants to argue and not know.
That he could fucking tap them out in a second.
Yeah, it'd be fun to watch.
He's an interesting dude. He really is. And he's got he just seems like the funnest fucking guy. Like, cool wife. I only know who his wife is because those fights when she went viral because of Jake Paul was
What did he get for that? Didn't he get a crazy amount of money?
It's so much money. He got knocked out and left the ring smiling.
Yeah.
He was like, I'll see you later, motherfuckers. I'm going to go build a disc golf course.
Yeah.
Dude, he holds an invitational, like he holds a legit thing at his property in the woods, $500,000 for one fucking night. Not a bad paycheck.
No.
Not a bad paycheck. And he lives up in he teaches wrestling. I think probably teaches MMA. Like he's got academies, and he's a fucking sponsored disc golfer.
I also like that. I feel like when he fought Paul, he like didn't really train at all. He was just like, whatever.
What's the price tag for just? I mean, I'm not saying this is what happened with Ben Askren.
Yeah,
but what's the price tag for going like, I don't really give a fuck. Yeah. Knock me out. Like, sure. Yeah, I'll take one good knockout. Like, because
what's your price tag for that? You're gonna get knocked out.
I'm gonna get knocked unconscious.
Yeah, you're gonna stand in front of a bunch of people. Against a guy who all he does is fight, and he's like, and basically your camp is like,
Bert, hold on, because you're talking to Bert Kreischer.
Here. I know.
So there's the outlier of, I'm gonna try to tug on the tiger's tail.
I know, but what I'm saying is, it's like it's Francis Ngannou. That they're like, that's who's gonna.
There's a part of my brain that goes, I could probably knock him out.
I know there is. I know
I
there
don't
is.
Think he's going to be paying attention.
But
he's going to slip on me because he's going to go. He's going to go. How big Stylebender?
He's probably 6'2", and like I think he probably weighs in the low 200s.
So Stylebender, I think, underestimates me. Okay.
Okay.
So you're saying me and Stylebender?
Well, this is Francis. But so we're talking about Izzy
Francis.
Here.
How much? Okay. So you got to do. I got to fight my weight. If I was in shape, I can't fight. He's 250 in shape. I'm never fighting that.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go. 185.
Okay.
Crazy.
Stylebender. I think Stylebender is like a friend of yours, right?
Yeah, I'm buddies with him.
Okay. So let's call him out. So Stylebender and me.
6'4". Sorry, it says I thought he was 6'2".
He's 6'4". What's his reach? And then get a tape measure real quick.
It's pretty good. This guy's a world class fighter.
I understand he's pretty good. Listen, my point is Stylebender at one point is gonna ride the brakes and go.
80-inch reach.
What a great fucking name he has.
Yeah, it's a good name.
How do you say it? Israel
Adesanya.
Adesanya. Mm-hmm. What a fucking bad. Where's he from?
He has Nigerian parents, but he lives in New Zealand. So he might have been born there.
He's a funny motherfucker.
He's too. A funny dude, and
Let me see him shirtless. Get a picture of him shirtless. 6'4", 185.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Dude can fucking move though, man. He's
all right. Me fighting Stylebender, right?
There you go. There's the guy that
because 185.
Here's who
Jesus
you,
Christ.
Here's who you want to challenge to a fight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. It's not. I don't know how well it's gonna go.
In December, right? I'll be in shape then.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Stylebender fight.
He mocked an opponent.
Wait, who is he beating? Put who he's beating in there so I can get a perspective of it. I know Stylebender. I just know Stylebender.
Yeah,
but I'm not really super familiar. I'm not the biggest MMA guy.
Right. Yeah, let's go with here. He's 21-1-0. That's good.
21-1-0.
Uh-huh.
Keep going. Let me see who he's fought. That camera's in a really bad place for me.
Paulo Costa. That's who he was pretending to butt fuck from behind during the fight.
Wait, that's Stylebender?
Yeah.
Oh, pull that up. I want to see that.
Oh yeah, Yoel Romero. I met him.
Oh,
I think
Yoel Romero's a fucking
yeah.
That's yeah.
He beat him.
He's from Cuba, right?
Yeah.
Yoel Romero. You talk Spanish to him when
Anderson's,
you met him?
I didn't meet Romero. I just met Izzy. Anderson Silva. He beat
Anderson. Yeah. Jesus Christ. He's fought people better than me. That laugh is my favorite laugh. Can someone isolate that and make it a ringtone?
Yeah.
So okay. Let's put it out there.
Yeah.
I fight Stylebender.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. You know he's going to hear this, so.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, we're talking about price number.
I know.
By the way, you know Stylebender's probably, he's a fighter. He fucking fights for a living. I don't think he takes emotion about this. I think he goes.
No, I think you're right.
He goes, put a price on it, motherfucker.
Yeah, I think you're
put
right.
Put a price on it. Let's fucking go
in
there.
He's like, what's the business proposal here?
And I guarantee you, there's the night before the fight, there's a minute where he puts his head on his pillow and he goes, just what if? And that's all I need is that fucking link in because, hey, man.
What's your.
Hey, I don't want to say this. I don't want to be. I mean, it's just going to be real, but like, I've knocked out people too.
Hey, This is so good. I'm so excited.
Stylebender versus
Wait.
What's the price point?
Pull up some Stylebender highlights just for us to watch in the meantime.
Yeah. Let me see what my competition looks like.
Just
as
like,
I drink. Does he not even drink, does he?
I don't know. I don't know if he drinks. We
I
didn't
bet
have
he doesn't.
Drinks. Here we go. Yeah. Let's watch some of these. Let's watch some of these and pretend Bert's there.
Well, hold on. Let's put parameters on this.
Okay.
I'm not getting on the ground with this motherfucker.
Okay, so we're doing
we're
a boxing?
We're just doing a boxing match.
Okay.
It's a boxing match.
All right, there's him. He's pointing at you.
I need some tattoos. I need to lose some weight. I need some tattoos.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my God.
And there's some striking.
Okay. He can't use any legs, all right?
Okay, all right. We're doing no legs. There's
no
hands.
Legs.
There's hands.
Just hands.
Okay.
Whoa. He's so quick.
Yeah, he's pretty quick.
But that's the whole point is I'm getting knocked out ultimately.
Right.
Was this him against Yoel?
Not yet. I think that was what was him? Oh, that's Wilkinson. All right.
Whoa.
Oh, boy. He didn't even, that wasn't even really trying.
That's not even trying.
Yeah.
He just.
He was just like, oh, I'll barely move here.
He's pretty good with his hands.
Yeah. He's like one of the best strikers.
Is it? Oh, so I picked the wrong one.
You picked the wrong thing, yeah. Yeah.
All right, I go up, I train with Ben Askren.
I think Ben Askren.
Look at that. What is that thing?
That's that kidney shot.
I can't take liver shots. No liver shots.
Yeah.
All right. So what's the price point? Let's put it out.
That's what I'm saying. So,
because look, you know for a fact. So it's got to be a 50-50 purse, right?
Yeah.
50-50 purse.
Well, I don't know. I mean.
You know, he's a bigger name of fighting than me, but.
Yeah. You're a draw.
I would imagine I'm a bigger draw than he is.
I don't know.
Not for fighting, though.
Not for fighting.
I don't know. I'll tell you right now. Go to Google Trends. Type in.
Oh, he loves Google Trends.
Go to type in. Stylebender and Burke Kreischer and just see who. More, because look, hey, we're looking for pay-per-views. Got to be honest with you, Jake Paul. Is this a Jake Paul? The Jake Paul.
So there's a
Stylebender. It's a different fucking thing.
That's obviously the night of a fight, right there, right?
No. That's by the way that there's like a Stylebender is also a
anime
thing.
All right, so
type in his name.
Israel.
Good luck spending. Oh, I guess Nadav should be pretty good at
there. It is
spelling Israel. All right. Type in Burke Kreischer.
So those are probably fight nights right there, right? Like when.
Yeah, probably. But that's okay. That's what we need judging against. Whoa. Wait, what year? What is this over what? How many times? Past 12 months?
Yeah.
All right. Go 5 years. Those are big fucking nights, man.
Yeah. Well, those are worldwide events.
Because what you want to see is 5 years. See if my specials get more than he does.
Oh,
no,
my God.
His fights are fucking huge.
Those are world events, man.
Those are world events. Yeah. Okay, so we're talking about 50-50 purse.
So he's not going to be down with the 50-50
purse. No, he wants more, which is understandable. Yeah. By the way, I'm being very negotiable.
You are, and I have to say,
knocked out.
I got to tell you something. I'm going to give you a lot of credit. You're being very reasonable in this.
I'm being very reasonable.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm willing to fight Stylebender, but what's my prey point? So look, you got to look at this way, right?
Yeah.
Those fucking spikes are.
By the way, you're doing really well in the red states. All right.
easy, motherfucker.
I know.
He's doing great in Mississippi, Georgia, Alabama.
I'm kidding.
I get the middle states.
So
God damn it, man.
Okay. Wait. But can you scroll down? Can you scroll down?
I'm doing pretty good now. His pumps, his spikes are bigger than anything.
The spikes are huge.
All right. So let's start with his number. We'll work it back.
Okay.
Type in what the purse for the Jake Paul, or not Jake Paul, Logan Paul, Floyd Mayweather.
Do you know that Logan says that he hasn't been paid? That's been a big thing.
Logan didn't say that. Floyd Mayweather said that.
No, but Logan has said, he's not paid me.
All right.
I guess they let the promotion, like money Mayweather.
$30 million. What does it say, Tom? I can't read it. It's over here.
Okay, Mayweather told TMZ Sports that he's already netted around 30 for the fight. Can make anywhere from 50 to 100 with the potential nine-figure mark, dependent on the Showtime pay-per-view numbers. But that's obviously a quote before the fight. You know?
Okay, all right. So right. I commit myself 100% to this fight.
Okay.
If you're telling me $100 million, I'm not even joking.
Is the purse. And wait, what's the split? What's the because you have to give him the lion's share, right? So what are you willing to accept? If you can make,
because there's no fight without Stylebender.
Yeah, he's got to. Yeah.
And by the way, I got to be honest with you. He needs to razzle dazzle a little bit. Don't just knock me out. Play with me.
He's got to play with you. Yeah.
He's got to let me think.
I think he knows that.
Okay. All right. Good. Okay.
Are you willing to take?
Say it.
30.
Yeah. My number was 30 and 70.
Yeah.
Give him 70 million. Yeah. I'll take 30 million. Yeah. And we'll do it.
Can I tell you this, though? Like, I agree that...
He can't jump on top of me and start doing this stuff.
Okay, but he's going to toy with you. But ultimately, also...
Hold on, how about this?
This could be...
Hold on, stop.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
Stylebender, here's the deal.
Okay.
Oh. 70 million if you knock me out. 30 million, I'll take.
Yeah.
But if I knock you out, I take the 70 million. You take the 30.
Okay, he'll definitely accept that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's not. But that, what that does, puts me in such an underdog place where everyone goes.
No, they're going to cheer for you.
And that, dude, I don't think when I get those cheers behind me, the hair on my back raises and just.
But,
by the way, and I got until December. We going to do this fight in December?
Okay, sure.
I got like 6 months of hardcore training.
Yeah. I know. I worry a little bit about
brain damage,
the long-term trauma that you're going to suffer.
How hard do you think he could? But he fights those guys. What are those guys doing now?
Well, some of them probably have brain damage from fighting him, but they're also, yeah, they're career fighters, you know? Also, like, you know.
He would torture me, wouldn't he?
It'd be pretty bad. It could be really bad.
Do you think Stylebender's watching this right now and going like.
I think he's very entertained.
Do you think he turned it off already? He was like, I can't even hear you talk.
No, I think he's laughing. I think he's probably laughing.
Does he have an accent?
Yeah, he has an accent, yeah.
Nigerian or New Zealand?
Well, it's kind of a unique accent because he has the Nigerian influence and the Kiwi influence.
I would talk growing. So much shit during that fight.
You would?
Oh, yeah.
He would talk so much more shit than you. First of all, you'd be out of breath.
Okay, hold on.
You'd be trying to catch your breath.
What if we do this? Me and Stylebender are mic'd throughout the fight. So that's
fantastic.
And you just hear the shit talking.
And the parameters are boxing only?
Yeah, I can't. If I get on the ground with him, I'm certain he's going to put me in a pretzel within seconds.
Of course. And also,
if I can't let him use his feet.
No kicking. Already,
no kicking.
Yeah.
Just boxing.
So a boxing match.
And we do like, what's like regulation gloves where it's not.
12-ounce? Are you saying like. You want bigger gloves than that?
Or probably bigger so because you get tired quicker or something?
Well, no, you're going to feel that punch more in the 12-ounce gloves. You'll feel it a little less in like the 16-ounce
gloves. If I know that I have $30 million coming my way, I'm going to invest.
Not
I'm
UFC
invest,
gloves.
I'm going to invest at least $1 million in training.
Yeah.
We go on Rogan's podcast and we promote the
fight. 8 to 10 ounce for competitive boxers? 12 ounce is a common for
those.
We
go on Rogan's podcast to promote. First of all, I'm going to get all my teeth removed. I'm gonna get them all removed.
Wait, we're going there?
Yeah, I'm gonna take my teeth out.
Why don't you just wear a mouth guard?
If he knocks a tooth out, I'm gonna go. Argh.
No, you're gonna have a mouth guard.
So I'm a regular person.
Mouth guard.
I'm not him. I can't just go take a punch in the face and be like, that's nothing.
What if he just like decides to break every rib first? You know, he's like, I'm gonna break each of your ribs one by one. And you got people betting. They're like, break his sixth rib. Like they're just. Throwing money
this
down.
This is the thing I never thought of. This is why we're making a good team. He's like, all right. In the ring, goes, I'm going to start by breaking all your ribs. And I go, I don't want that to happen. He's like, it's already started. I'm like, I can't stop it. He breaks all my ribs.
Or he goes, oh, he just, he's like,
bad idea. Such a bad idea.
He goes,
I can't stop him from doing anything he wants to be.
It would totally be abused.
Oh, do you realize? The memes that would go around he goes,
Bert, do you hear well out of your left ear? And you're like, yeah. Huh? And he just goes, wham! And you're just like, oh, not anymore.
I can't hear anymore out of there. And he goes, how about your left eye? Can you see me?
It would be bad.
Oh, my. You know, so funny.
Yeah.
I didn't think this through at all.
No, I know.
Oh, my God.
Now, wait. Can I ask you this? Even thinking about your ribs broken, hearing damage,
$30 million.
Yeah.
$30 million.
Broken occipital plate, like ocular bone, trash.
$30 million.
Would you do it for 30?
Yeah.
$30 million is a lot of money.
It's game changer. I don't have to worry about anything.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about
just therapy for a while.
If he gets $70 million?
Yeah.
So, look, just don't break my ribs. For $70 million, just I'll pretend you... Like, that's the problem with fighting is that...
What if he punched you? Wait a minute. What if he hits you with one uppercut and you just in the stomach and you just throw up like so much? You're like, and he's like, oh man. And it's like 10 minutes of you just throwing up.
I can't believe I thought this was a good idea to point. Like, I can't believe. So, okay. So what's your point? Let's flip it.
Okay.
Stylebender gets his way with you in a ring.
With me. Okay.
What's your point? What's your price point? $30 million sounds like
doable. I mean, yeah, I personally would be like, no, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, I thought, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. Just ask our very own Josh Zolo, whose entire wireless production facility plan lifestyle has been completely revamped and overwhelmed by Mint Mobile savings. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bears. That's mintmobile.com/bears. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bears. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plans. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplish something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fellow the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app
or wherever you get your podcast.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Top female boxer. Holly Holmes.
She's an MMA fighter.
Right? She's a good striker.
Yeah.
Would you fight her for $30 million?
For $30 million? I guess, man. I mean, I guess. Her...
I think she's very pretty.
How long do I have to like? I have 6 months or something.
Okay, what about?
I guess I would take 6 months to just be like. What am I trying to do? Last a round.
Just not get all your ribs and face broken.
Yeah. I think she would. I mean, she would kick the fuck out of you. Oh yeah, you're right. Boxing only.
All right. How about this?
Yeah.
Me and you fight style bender.
Together, it'd still be over quick. You know why? Because the first person would be knocked out immediately so that he could just fight one person.
We'd both be running to his fist, going, knock me out first. Yeah. I want to keep my ribs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. I'd be like, hit me. Yeah.
I would love to. What do you think the real payday could be on something like that?
I don't think it
would
be that.
I don't think it could be that. Because we're not Jake Holmes.
The reason that Mayweather thing is so. I mean, Paul's obviously a big draw, but he was fighting the biggest draw in fighting history, you know? With Floyd?
Yeah.
So you have to have the person who's such a massive draw involved in it. Like if you and I fought each other, I'm saying, like as a promo, we'd sell tickets.
Do you think we'd make $1 million if
we
fought each other?
I have no idea. I mean, we'd be making a mockery of this, like the way that so many of these celebrity fights are right now. But you have to have someone attached who's a draw.
Who's a big...
A good fight draw.
What do you think Rogan could get if he fought?
A lot of money. A lot. It'd be awesome to see him fight another trained celebrity. You know what I mean?
Like who?
Like it's not worth it to him.
It's not worth it, and the peril is too high. No, that's why I think would might draw him in.
I'm saying like there's other like actors and stuff who are like really into fighting, right?
Who?
Like the Van Dams and Wesley Snipes and the Jai. What's his name? White. I'm fucking up his name, but. He's also like really into fighting. Was it Michael? Is it Jaleel? Michael Jaleel White?
Wait.
Yeah,
Urkel?
Yeah. This dude.
Urkel?
No. This dude is like Michael Jai White. That's what it is. This dude, like, you know, he's really into fighting.
He's
so,
fucking ripped.
Yeah. So that'd be cool. That'd be cool only to see somebody, like two guys who are known. And have a history of training, fight each other.
Yeah.
But also, like, Joe would never do it.
Joe would never do it because
it's not worth it to him either.
Well, yeah, there's no reason.
He'd be like, first of all, he's like, I don't want any brain damage. I don't want to get hit. And I think he's already been like, yeah, I already fought a bunch of people when I was 20.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He legit fought.
He's fought people when he was 19 and 20. Like
I never really fought. I mean, I fought people, but I never.
You knocked somebody out before?
Yeah, that was like ninth grade.
Ninth grade?
The day before ninth grade. Wasn't impressive.
What was the scenario? Did you throw like a rock at him?
No.
I dropped a safe on someone's head.
Really?
Yeah. Who was asleep?
Wait, what was that story?
They never woke up. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I look at, did you really drop a safe on someone's
No, head? No.
I look at people who beat people up, and I wonder about all the fights, like since we're talking about Stylebender.
Yeah.
I look at all the fights he must have had that aren't registered, you know?
Like, oh,
just
right,
to learn
right,
that
yeah.
he could fight.
Yeah.
Because you have to learn your, like, the same way we
found out.
You
know what he said to me that was freaky?
Where'd you meet him? New Zealand?
New Zealand. I was sitting there. I was like, oh, what, like, how'd you get into it? You know, like that kind of origin stuff. And he was like, yeah, I was watching this fight one day. This is like we're just like very casually talking. I was watching a fight. I think it was one of the earlier MMA fights. And he was like, you know, I watched that and I thought I could be the best in the world at that. And I was like, that was your thought? I could be the best in the world at that? And he was like, yeah. I was like, oh, I think that's what, I don't think that's most people's thought.
It's my thought. I just said I could fight Stylebender. Like, that's the way my brain works.
Yeah.
Where I go, I do look at things and I go, I could be the best in the world with that. I do think that. I think that about a lot of things.
Like,
I
what
think
else?
About a lot of things. That's why we're starting Two Bears Racing. I really think we could be the best in the world. I have a delusional brain. I have a hardcore delusional brain.
I guess the thing is with that, when he said that, most people would hear someone say that and go, you're delusional.
No, but you have to be a tad bit delusional.
You do.
You have to be a tad bit delusional to be able to see the dream and go, I can actualize this.
100%. Because, but for him, it ended up being something truthful. I also remember never saying I could be the best in the world at that, but being like, I'm pursuing stand-up and having people be like, you're going to do stand-up comedy?
Yeah.
And then and telling people I'm doing it, and they're like, you do it for a living. This is your job.
Yeah, I wrote on my door. I'm a big believer in affirmations.
Mm-hmm.
My whole life, Leanne, very early, I remember saying something and diffusing it, going like, you know, what you're going stand up. I was like, I don't know, I want to do like a HBO special, but that's never gonna happen. And she was like, don't do that to yourself. Say it and believe it, and then put it out in the universe, and it will happen.
Really.
Leanne is hardcore about that. I wrote on my front door. It was up there for a while. I'm sure you saw it. I wrote, I want to be one of the best comics of my generation.
Mm-hmm.
And I put that out there. And I said, I do want to be. I know where I am on the list of comics, but I do believe that at comedy, I'm really fucking good at it. I do believe it. The way Stylebender must believe in himself with his fighting, I believe in stand-up. I've watched enough where I go, I know where I fall on the list.
I think we all kind of do. There's the ones who, you can tell the ones who know they're lying too. Like the guys who, when they tell you where they are on the list and you know they're lying, they know they're lying too.
Yeah,
and we all know where we fall on the list.
I know what the list is. I know where I am. And let me tell you, man, I'm happy where I am on the list.
It's pretty good.
And by the way, when I wrote that on my front door,
yeah.
If you told me I'd be where on the list right now, I would have never believed that would happen. The opportunity to be able to do specials at all.
Yeah.
Be it on Amazon, Netflix, Hulu, HBO Max, YouTube. Let's just say YouTube. I mean, like, you look at Shane Gillis and Mark Norman. They're on that list. They're amazing comics.
Yeah.
And
those specials are good.
And yeah, but Joe List just put a special out on YouTube. Yeah. So many great people just to be on that list.
I think you're high on that list.
I think you gotta be a tad bit, I wouldn't say, delusional is not the right word, because I would never say Stylebender was delusional with where he thought he could achieve what he did.
Yeah, but if you heard somebody say that early on.
When you're young, you say, it's like that video. You ever see that video? That guy, hey, Nadav, can you find this? The cage fighter, he goes, I'm not there today. I'm not going to be there tomorrow. I may lose a lot, but one day I'll be fighting for the championship, and I'm going to win. You ever see that video, Nadav?
Adesanya Costa taunting. Type that in.
Oh, I love cage fighters.
Yeah, they're fucking...
They're the best, man, because it's the ultimate... version of a
man. That one, just mute it and hit that second one, This is who you're considering stepping
into. Considering, committed.
You're committed to stepping into the cage with. See if it gets to it. Well, at least there'll be stills. Yeah, but at least you'll kind of. Well, was it not there? Okay.
There's a guy who says that. He goes, and you have to believe in that a little bit. And I think that's what one of the crazy things is I want.
Dude, I can't help but think of, like, you're talking about fighting, but this brings me to flashbacks of people saying shit when like we're pursuing stand up and people are like, "What are you doing?"
Oh.
I had people be like, "What are you doing right now? Are you really going to?" One guy was like, he asked me to invest in something. I didn't have that much money.
Yeah.
But he's like, I have this little startup. And he was like, you want to invest a few $1,000s in it? And I was like thinking about it. I was like, well, maybe. I go, you know, I won't be there. Like I'll be an investor, but I won't be there. And he goes, what do you mean? And I go, well, I mean, I have a career. So, I mean, it would be an investment, but I work. And he goes, dude, you really think you're going to make it doing this? And I was like, I have at the time I had a half hour special, which was kind of a big deal, right? I mean,
it was a very big deal.
And I was like, early 30s? I was like, well, I mean, it's kind of going well. And he's like, do you really think you're going to make it? And I go, well, I mean, I'm a working guy. Like, I work for a living. I get gigs.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, you can't just like, not be here if you're going to invest in this. And I was like, all right, okay.
It's amazing. You know what? I mean this in any way that I've slighted fucking Stylebender. And I don't think I have personally. I think he knows. I think he knows it'll be a fair match. But like, what's crazy is imagine doing that and you got to fight someone, right?
Oh my God.
Imagine hearing people saying you don't have it.
Yeah.
And you know that the peril is not just bombing, which you do a lot, but you're going to lose fights. Imagine that.
It's way different.
All the fighters that are out there that are like,
this is Adesanya. He
humped him like a dog.
Yeah.
That would definitely happen in our match.
Oh my God.
I might have picked the wrong guy.
It was an interesting choice, I'll give you that.
Well, I only picked him because he talked shit about me one time.
He did?
Yeah. I know he doesn't like me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
No, he was like, someone said something one time. It was a simple back and forth, but it was like, someone said something like, he wrote something about like, if you see me in public, don't fucking look at me or don't talk to me. You can find it. Find it on Twitter. You can find it, and then I'll be accurate in what I'm saying. So I've always kind of had a thing for him where I get a kick out of him because I know he seems like he's got a sense of humor.
He
like,
does.
I don't know him, but like
he definitely has a sense of humor.
Israel, type in Bert Twitter. Yeah. No. You got it. Stylebender, no, Stylebender, Bert Kreischer. Just, yeah. And then don't worry about the don't look at me. Type in alcoholic or something. Oh, yeah, that's it.
That
that's it. That's it. That's it. Yeah. He wrote this, and I was like, and so I knew he had a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Except it's kind of a funny fucking line. But read his original one. He wrote, like, basically, stay the fuck away from me. I'm an asshole or whatever.
You see me at any gig, please leave me the fuck alone. I will not be spending the whole time taking pics for your IG. It's not just one pic because every fan don't even care what one pic. I just want to be lit as fuck and in my zone. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. Which is like looks like it's a meme.
It's a meme.
Yeah, it's not.
It's a meme, but he goes, it's okay. I'm an asshole, right?
Yeah.
And so then,
my famous friends agree. Be nice and I'll be nice. Most of you just come at us yelling shit at the top of your lungs. Be cool.
Yeah. Keep going.
To each their own, but Bert Kreischer seems to be a lot happier than you and he chills with his fans all during non-COVID. He's also fat and a borderline alcoholic so he can deal with rabid fans. LOL, just be nice.
So then I wrote, big fan of yours too. So I figured he got a sense of humor. So I've always had him on my radar of like, of like, if you're going to talk about a fighter who you could, you know, like, if, like there's a couple of fighters.
No sense of humor. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, they're just not. They're not. They're like. There's a lot of sub fighters. Let's do the list of fighters you can't make jokes about.
Well, here's the thing about these guys that I've discovered in my little exposure to them, and somebody else pointed it out to me. It might have been Hinchcliffe or somebody who said this, that they like, a lot of them like being around comedians, right?
Really?
Because they, like, first of all, males, you know, men come up to them. It's weird. It's energy. Like, you don't know if the guy's, like, challenging you or, like, what he's going to do. And they know that, like, we're there joking around.
Yeah.
We're not threatening in any way.
No.
We're there for a laugh.
Yeah.
So a lot of the fighters are cool with comedians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think fighters or comedians know who they were in the locker room.
Yeah.
And look at those guys and go, I just, you know, I'm going to give you do you have blue eyes?
Do I have blue eyes? Yeah.
We've done this before, haven't we?
I think you've pointed it out.
Motherfucker. Yeah. But I think it's kind of like an interesting thing of like, we look at guys like that. Like when you run, I remember running into people at Rogan's podcast.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, or any of those fucking guys that come to the store and you're always like, I don't know. I think comics just give them the reverence of who they are.
Yeah, of course. Well, you know, there's also,
especially if you have a sense of humor, which, you know, it's like part of the reason everyone loves the Diaz brothers is because Trained by Day, Joe Rogan podcast at night, right, all day.
Yeah.
It's like, that's why everyone loves the Diaz brothers, or at least I do. And then someone like Stylebender, ever since he tweeted that, I was like, I like the guy. Like, I want to, you know.
There's also the unspoken thing that plays a role in this.
I'll still fight him.
I know you will. The unspoken thing is that we all do this automatically, which is whenever you walk into a room, any room, your brain calculates the threat of every man, right? It's automatic. It doesn't have to be a con.
That's what's crazy about these UFC fighters.
What?
It's like, if you put me in a room with Stylebender, well, he's 6'4".
Yeah.
Bad example. But if you put me in a room with like, how big's Cowboy? Cowboy Serrano.
Cerrone.
I'm thinking about hot peppers. Cowboy Serrano should open.
6 feet.
God damn it. Cowboy's 6 feet?
Yeah.
Who's someone that's, I thought Cowboy was like, what's Tim Kennedy? I was in a room with Tim Kennedy. Tim Kennedy's 6 feet. You don't ever think Tim Kennedy's not a man, by the way.
No.
Like, by the way, Tim Kennedy. Okay, so.
He lives here.
No.
Yeah.
For real?
He lives here.
You got to have him on Tom Talks.
It'd be fun.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
I trained with Tim Kennedy for a day and I shit my pants.
You did?
Yeah.
Where?
At Jackson's.
Oh, you guys should fight. Why don't you fight him? That'd go well.
I probably have a better shot at Tim Kennedy. How much did he weigh? He's not 6'4". I don't think I could get inside Stylebender.
There you go.
He's 185 too. Or I'm taking all this back. Maybe I haven't seen what Stylebender looks like in person, and I just am envisioning something else. Here's the deal. David Goggins is 200 pounds. I'm going to lose weight.
What are you? What were you up to? What was your highest?
265.
267.
267, whatever.
Yeah.
Oof. I'll tell you what. Here's the challenge.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Now I just got my bet.
Okay. Tell me.
Me and Stylebender have to party the night before. All right.
Okay. Yeah.
Last call.
And he's got to keep up with you.
Got to keep up with me.
This is interesting now.
And then we fight.
Yeah.
And so the pay-per-view starts at like 8 p.m. at dinner. We're having drinks. We're eating dinner. We're buying shots.
Yeah.
And then we stay out until like 2 in the morning. Last call's 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then we got to fight the next day.
What time is the fight the next day?
Well, fucking
evening.
8 a.m. You know I have a chance then.
Then's your best chance.
Then I got a chance because Stylebender's going to be like, I don't feel so good.
You'll be like, I'm fine.
I don't know if I'm going to eat 5 cheeseburgers. And I'm going to be in my fucking prime.
Yeah.
That's where I got to stand up.
Yeah.
It's funny. With all I have been healthier, and I know it doesn't seem like it, especially when I'm about to say, can you get me one more of these hazy IPAs? I want, because...
Well, first of all, you're down. If you're 250, you're down.
I'm down. I'm down 17 pounds.
How did you do that?
I did a cleanse.
I remember that.
Prolong, and then I did, and then I got COVID.
Oh.
So, yeah. And we went skiing. And
but
I
you're
just,
about to get on the, when's your next road weekend? This weekend?
Right now.
Where are you going?
San Diego. I've already done it. When will this air? I'll tell you where I'll be.
Oh, that's right. 221.
221?
Yeah, February 21st.
Jesus Christ. Am I even doing stand-up? I'm in Norfolk, Virginia, Columbia, South Carolina, Savannah, Georgia, Macon, Georgia, Pensacola, Birmingham, Memphis.
Are you a big Pensacola draw?
Yeah, I guess. You know, I never thought I'd do well in North Florida, and I did Tallahassee. I did the Donald Tucker thing.
Yeah.
And it did well, and then it's crazy. I think word spread in Florida about, like, oh, you should go. It's a good show. And it's like a place I never thought I never played in my life. We never played. I say we because I know where the clubs are, but we never played those Jacksonville, Florida rooms.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What was I about? Oh, I got to ask you, because I haven't talked to you about this at all, but the, and I know this is very late, but we haven't been around each other.
Yeah.
But losing Bob Saget and Louis, losing Louis.
Yeah, I mean, such a shock. I found out about Saget from our group text.
Yeah.
And I, that one, to me, I think most people would also probably agree it was more surprising, right? Like, I wasn't expecting either one.
I wasn't expecting Louis. What's odd is that after Bob died, I thought about Louis. And I thought, because, you know, of the heart attack. And Louis had a heart attack 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He had a heart attack. And I went and hung out with him in the hospital after he had his heart attack. But Bob flipped me out. Like, it really flipped me out.
That was tough, man. I mean, I knew it, but I guess I didn't realize it until afterwards how beloved he was, like, and is. Like, people really love Saget. It's kind of sweet to see.
Well, he was, here's the deal, is like, for whatever reason, and this doesn't happen often in our business, he was at the top of his game. Full House, fucking America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah.
Stand up,
yep.
Top of his game, and he never treated anyone like he was above them. He treated everyone equal.
Very sweet.
I remember one time doing a show with him with Ian Bagg, and we were talking about someone had a personal assistant, and Bob Saget was like, "Huh?" He's like, "Wait, I don't have a personal assistant." Like, he was just a very regular guy.
Yeah.
And we're like, I remember Ian and I were like, Bob, you should definitely have a personal assistant. And he was like, but wait, what do they do? And I was like, oh, they just make sure you get from place point A to point B. And he goes, I can do that on my own. Like, he was a very regular guy that never put the pretense on of like, do you know who I am?
No.
And I think that's appreciated.
He loved comedy. Like, really loved comedy. It's cool. Because, like, we all like it who do it or love it. But you can tell in each kind of class, there's always like the one or two people who are like so in love with comedy.
It kind of made me like jealous when I saw like that he was good friends with John Mayer and like the dinners they would do with like Don Rickles. Like, I was like,
yeah,
I was like, man, I don't think I've invested that much in comedy. Meaning I don't go out of my way to make sure I, like, Jeff Ross has really does his due diligence every morning, like, to wake up and make sure he's got friends in the business. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, my friends in the business are you guys, but, like there's a lot of comics I like Bob Saget, where I texted with him every now and then or whatever. He overpaid me for a gig one time.
Bob did?
Yeah. I talked about it. I know I've talked about it at different times. I'm not certain what numbers I've said. I don't, you know how my brain
works. What was the gig?
It was college. Or open for him. I think I was going to get paid $500 to open for college, which is a lot of money to do 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It was a lot of money.
Yeah.
And he gave me $5,000. And I was, and I remember I asked him about it on a podcast. So I went to him and I was like, hey, man, I think the check's wrong. And he was like, no. And I know the check was wrong. Like, no one gets paid $5,000 to open.
And he did that?
Yeah, he just gave me $5,000. And he said, like, you just had a family, right, or something? And I was like, yeah. He was like, yeah, of course, yeah. And, but you could see in his eyes, like, someone definitely fucked up the check.
He's like, oh, keep it.
He's like, oh, yeah, no. But he was really cool about it. I think I talked about it on his podcast with him, maybe. I can't remember. Louis was the one that is the only comic I never posted about that's passed away. Like, I posted about Tom, I posted about Bob, I posted about everyone that passed away.
Yeah.
I did not post about Louis, and that was the first time. See, he meant a lot to me, meaning like I had a real relationship with Louis for a very long time.
Really?
Yeah. I had a real relationship with Louis. He got me into the Comedy Store, started working Sunday nights in the main room, because he liked me. He thought I was funny, and he kept telling me, you don't need to curse. You take the curse words out of your act. It's basically the secret time. He goes, if you take curse words out of your act, your act's dirty enough that they get it and you don't have to say curse words. And it's an adult act. You don't have to worry about trying to be edgy. And I didn't post about him and I never felt cool posting about him because he's someone I don't know. I guess I don't take pictures with enough people, but I didn't have a picture with him. And I wasn't going to go download a picture of him and post it. And I've done that before.
Yeah.
When everyone else dies, because I got shit for not posting about someone one time.
You did?
Yeah. I was so fucking angry. Who died recently? We've had a lot of people die.
Yeah.
Someone died recently, and then they were like, how come you didn't post a picture? And my social media team hit me up. And they're like, hey, you're getting a lot of traction on your post. You just posted, but you didn't post about this person dying. And I was like, they're a friend. Wait, who was it that died?
I don't know.
Nadav, do you know? Who passed away recently? Well, you can just go to my Instagram. I posted a picture of them because I was like...
Oh, you ended up posting it.
I just posted it. I was like, he was a good friend. Oh, come on. Who just died recently? Come on. You know who I'm talking about.
No.
God damn it. It wasn't Meatloaf. I didn't know Meatloaf. Just keep scrolling. I post all the time.
The Norm?
There's Bob. But it's like, it sucks that you get called out and then you have to screen grab a picture. Keep going. Screen grab a picture and post it when you're like, yeah, I am mourning. Like, but I miss that person. But
I keep,
like,
thinking that everyone we see is dead. Yeah. You know, I saw it like, all right.
Keep going.
Huh.
He just passed away recently.
Really?
Norm. And everyone was lighting me up going, hey, you haven't posted about Norm? And whatever the fucking other post I posted that day was,
how dare
you not post about Norm? And you're like, and then you're like, hey, man, I like Norm. I had a really good time with Norm. I like Norm.
You know, one of the craziest little things, I don't know if you knew this about Norm, but I learned, I mean, when he was alive, and I was like, what? He didn't drive. He lived in Los Angeles. And like having a car in Los Angeles is like just a staple of
legacy.
And so one time I was doing Irvine and Frank was like, we got to send the car to get Norm. I'm like, what do you mean? Like, he gets car. Like, I was like, oh, celebrity car service. He's like, oh no, he doesn't have a car. I'm like, what? He goes, he doesn't drive. I'm like, what are you talking about? I go, what about in LA? He goes, and this is like before Uber. This is like more than 10 years ago. I'm like, what if he needs to get, I just couldn't, I was like, but it's LA.
Yeah.
Like, we all have cars. And he's like, not Norm. He just, his life was kind of contained in the blocks that he lived in. And then if he had to do something, he had to call someone or somebody had to pick him up. He just was like, nah, I don't drive.
So did you open for him?
No. Well, I'm trying to think. I hung out with him a couple times. The Irvine one was, that was the time I got really high with him. Ryan Sickler and I were in the parking lot before.
I'm so jealous.
Oh, and Ryan's always got good weed.
Yeah.
I mean, he had some crazy sticky shit, and he was like, he's like, you want to smoke? I thought Norm was going to be like, I'm about to go on stage, which he was. And he was like, yeah. I was like, you're going to smoke right now? Because that was like so scary to me to get that high right before. He packed his bowl. Norm hit it, took a monster hit.
I watched him take a monster hit off of Rogan one time.
So hard, tear came down his face. You know, like when you're coughing that hard? And I was like, this is going to be bad, you know? I took a hit because I was watching him. We weren't performing that night. And the show's already started. And I had that, like, you know, that anxiety of like a 5-year comic, and he's a 30-year guy at the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, don't you got to get in there? He's like, huh. It's all I could think about. I was like, you got to get in there, man.
Yeah.
And he's smoking, talking, told me, I asked questions. I asked about dirty work, you know, and working. I go that scene with Rickles and Artie, you know, and he told me the whole story, which is like a great story. Great story. How they couldn't fucking get the take because they all kept breaking and laughing. Yeah. And they only had Rickles for a few hours.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, that's just how it is in movies sometimes. Like, you got this guy for, like, 8 hours today. They got the usable shot that they use in the movie at, like, the 7th hour. Because he kept roasting them, and they were just falling apart, you know?
Yeah.
And then they had him again, like, a week later for another scene. And that's the time that Frank Sinatra was dying in the hospital. And Norm had said... So he comes for that second time when we're shooting with him. I knew that Frank was dying in the hospital.
Yeah.
So I just went up to Rickles and I go, hey, I'm really sorry about Frank. I know he's a good friend of yours. And he said, Rickles, like, yeah, I was with him in the hospital yesterday, you know, and I telling him that I loved him. And he was all like that. And I was like, and then Norm was like, oh my God. But that's Rickles, you know, like Rickles mocking his dying friend. And then I thought I'd tell you this. We walk from the parking lot this is the old Irvine improv.
Yeah.
We walk in the front, and then there's the showroom doors, and then there's the pathway down. Dude, it's like a movie. We walk in the front doors, and then those showroom doors open. And as the showroom doors open, they're like Norm MacDonald. He's got on this leather blazer on. And he's holding a Coke, twist off Coke.
Yeah.
And he just walks up there and you know, place goes, it was packed. And he's like, yeah, you know, some people drink Sprite. It's fucking gross. And he's just fucking, like talking like that, like just off the top of his head about how gross Sprite is.
God.
And murdering. And then Ryan and I are in the back. We're like, holy shit. And we're like, we're so high. He's got to be so high right now. So high. And he's up there just killing, man.
He was the best. I mean, it's hard. It stinks when you lose all three of them at the same time.
Oh man!
Because
do you know what? I gotta tell you this. What this Canadian promoter told me. They go, I forget who it was, but somebody who you probably know too that has worked in comedy all these years. And they go, you know, coming up when Norm started in Canada. You know, he's Canadian.
Yeah.
They go, whenever he killed in these early years, working a weekend at Yuck Yucks or something.
Yeah.
When the show was over, he'd just hide or he'd just go in the green room and sit there. But if he bombed, which Norm is the kind of comic who, like, every other show.
Yeah.
Because he literally, like, he just didn't care.
He really didn't care. He really didn't care.
People say that and they're lying.
No, he really genuinely didn't care.
Didn't care. I mean, watch his roast, watch his talk show appearances. He doesn't give a fuck. When he bombed, which was like semi-regularly, he would wait in the hallway to shake audience members' hands so that they had to see him again.
That.
So they're leaving. He's like, how you doing? Hi.
That is the most gangster move.
Yeah, ever. It totally is. But if he's like, if I kill, I don't want to do that.
Dude, the thing I loved with Norm, you couldn't tell if he was joking with you or he was being serious.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
and I just was laughing with Spade about how, remember when Spade did Norm's Netflix show?
Yeah.
And Norm's is doing, it's like just like this. And he goes, and we'll be right back. and the cameras are rolling, and Spade's like, just like, you cut to commercial. He's like, yeah, we just gotta do a commercial real quick. And then he just waited. He's like, and we're back. And Spade's like, was that real? And he's fucking
that
with
was,
him.
That was, by
it's
the way.
So funny, dude. Yeah. It's so funny.
Dude. What is it about, like, do we have that now?
Someone like that?
No, because the thing about Norm and the thing about Spade, I'll say it about Spade, I'll say it about Sandler, Farley, Bill Murray. You'll never get that again. You'll never get that mystery of who are they.
Oh.
Like, because I mean, we both know Spade, but, like, I don't know David Spade at all. Like,
no, I don't know him well.
I don't know him. No, but we don't know anything about him.
Oh, I got
even
you.
Even, like, you hang out with him, it's all exterior, and then he disappears, right?
Yeah.
Norm MacDonald, you'd hang out with him, and you'd get whatever he said to you, but then he'd disappear.
Right.
And he wasn't on podcasts. He wasn't on fucking Instagram.
I know, and I had a couple ins to try to have him on a few times.
On the podcast?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like progressing, but I was like, I remember going like, I should ask this guy.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of stuff.
I had an opportunity to have him on.
Did you just fart?
Yeah, I did. And I couldn't. By the way, probably my biggest regret is that I didn't spend more time like chasing my heroes, meaning like hanging out with the people or like going like, hey, I'd love to open for you or something.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I would have loved to have had more interactions with Norm. And the ones I had, I think, are great. Same with Bob Saget. Like, yeah. He offered me, he's like, you know, we have scars and, you know, whatever. Like, he had, I don't know, it's on a podcast. You can just see it. It's like, I'm always going to remember things wrong, but he had a,
yeah.
He had a box, a joint box that Rodney Dangerfield gave him.
Yeah.
Where he kept his joints or his coke.
Who's this? Who?
Saget.
Oh.
And I regret not reaching out to him more to go like, hey, man, I'd like to take you up on hanging out. I'm just not that guy. And like, even with Louis, who is the sweetest guy in the world and would reach out to you and say, come and hang out. I wouldn't do that. And I don't do it. Like,
I read that thing. I just saw the blurb where, right when Bob Saget died, I don't mean to say this because of who he is. I'm just saying this sentiment, like, you know, resonates, which is there was a blurb that said, like, Chappelle regrets not texting Saget back. And I was like, oh, how many times were you like, I do that thing where I read a text and I'll be like, oh, yeah. And I'll think I've texted back. I'll be like, it's good to hear from him. And I put my phone down.
Yeah.
And then the next day I'm like, that was good. Like, then I'm like, oh, I didn't write anything back.
Oh, yeah, that's a million. I mean, I think I have a good one. The last text from Ralphie.
Really?
I think I have the last text from Ralphie is like.
Do you have texts from like years and years ago?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know. I'll tell you, Ralphie. Yeah, I got Ralphie.
That's wild.
What day did Ralphie die? 2018?
I don't know. We'll find out here in a second. 2017, October 6th. That might be a different Ralphie.
No.
October 6th, 2017. Is that Ralph Mayo?
I have a text from Ralphie. Let's see. What's up, playa? That's Ralphie.
That's weird.
Someone got his phone, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I guess you could probably write back to this one. You know what I've been doing, by the way?
What?
I've been getting these, like, weird text messages. From, like, not from friends.
Yeah.
Like, somebody.
Do they call you Luis?
No, it's like.
I'm like, do you need to learn?
Somebody
how to
was like, hey, my team and I are trying to acquire this. So I write, this is Ambassador Cartwright, you know?
Oh, you write back to him?
Yeah, I just go, this is, and then, like, today, somebody
you
said.
You write back, this is Ambassador Cartwright?
Yeah, somebody wrote, hey, Diane, I'm sorry, the epidemic is too severe. I can't attend your wedding. And I go, damn. I feel like I should tell you this isn't Diane, but she'll probably understand. Someone said, oh, you're not Diane. I think I entered the wrong number. And I said, it's okay. And they go, how should I address you? I said, Ambassador Cartwright. And they said, you're the ambassador of another country, the United States. I said, formally, yes. I had an incident that forced me to resign.
Wait, why? You are crazy. You are fucking crazy. You are crazy. That's fucking. Yes, I had a former. I only got Captain Pudding Pants. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I want to talk to you about this. I want to talk to you about this woman who did this thing before we go, because I know we have like limited time.
Yeah, okay.
Chloe Toscano.
Okay.
She, I want to tell you her story.
Okay.
I'm fascinated by if I follow her thing. It's interesting on Instagram is that people going through real shit, you can follow that's the wrong woman. Toscano, yeah. There you go. That's her. So click that picture with the smiley faces. So she's a young lady. She's a Paralympic.
Okay.
Right? And I thought you would get this because me and you have been through roughly the same thing a little bit with the surgeries.
Oh, right.
So she got into a moped accident in like 2013 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And she got paralyzed from her elbow to her fingertips on her left arm. And then she decided to cut off her left arm. And I found out about this by reading an article that said, she's a great writer. She said, Wednesday night, I'm going to watch House of Gucci with my best friend.
Shit movie. Go ahead.
Thursday, I swear to God, yeah. You had just seen that movie and you had told me about it.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, she's going to be let down. And then she was like, Thursday night, I'm going to chill. Friday, I get my left arm cut off. And so go to her Instagram page. She cut her left arm off because, and you dealt with this more than anyone, is the nerve block of having a paralyzed arm is insanity inducing. So I've been following her story.
Okay.
And she cut her left arm off. And what's amazing? It's
very recent, it looks like.
Very recent.
She has a left arm right there.
Shit, that's...
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry, that was an old picture.
That's an old picture. But you can see... It's
recent, right? Because...
Yeah, I would love for you... I'm going to have her on Burkcast.
You are having her?
I want to. But I would love for you to talk to her on like Tom Talks or maybe like on Your Mom's House because she's a great writer. She writes for like fucking all the big... whatchamacallits. But her journey's been fucking fascinating.
So she's a swimmer?
Paralympian. Yeah, she's like a legit gold medalist.
But Paralympian meaning?
She swam with all due respect, I hope that everyone understands I like this chick, but like she swam with a dead arm.
But I'm saying, that's what I'm trying to get to understand.
She just let it drag.
Because it couldn't move?
She can move the shoulder, but what happens, and you know this and I know this, is that once you have an arm that's not getting feeling you it all affects your shoulder, affects your neck, affects your back, affects your everything.
Yeah.
And so there we go. Tuesday I'll be seeing House.
But you can see in this photo the left arm's like has major atrophy, right?
Major atrophy, and it just doesn't work at all. And I think the majority of human beings go, I'll keep my arm on, right?
Because right.
Aesthetically it looks good.
Yeah.
But both me and you have been through this where like when I had that nerve block in my arm, and you had it way longer than I did.
Yeah.
How long did your nerve block last?
I mean, well, I had nerve damage that they were just like, you either have to operate or not. That's why I had the second surgery. So that was months, man.
But she went through it too, and it's just fucking, it's been such an interesting journey to follow because she's been very open and honest.
So, but when she was competing before, it was because the left hand didn't really move, right?
Left hand didn't move. So I'm assuming she swam with it at her side and just fucking powered through it. And she was like a...
Scroll down more. Keep going.
So like you can see all the pictures where her arm doesn't work, right?
Yeah.
And then so apparently... It would drive me fucking nuts not to have an arm that worked below the elbow.
Yeah, so she opted for that because she was like, this thing's not working anyway, basically.
Yeah, she basically, scroll up. You can find her exact words, scroll the other direction. But like, look, she's like a legit athlete.
Yeah.
She was in a fucking goddamn moped accident.
And that's what, the nerve damage was so
nerve
severe.
Nerve damage was so severe, she lost the...
Wow. I'm supposed to talk to somebody this week who's... considering the same surgery I had.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Who, like, they asked me to talk to.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, the hospital.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing because I, you know, I'm, it's one, it's, I, you know, you can never parallel your journey with someone else's journey because you don't know what it's like to walk a mile on our feet or whatever. But shut up and it off. But like when I read that article, I was there. I remember having
the fall or whatever,
and being like, I lost when they after surgery they nerve blocked my entire arm, and I remember not being able to move my fingers.
You thought if that were a permanent state,
cut it off in a heartbeat, in a fucking heartbeat. I'd do exactly what she did.
Cut
the arm off at the shoulder in a heartbeat. I remember waking up in the middle of the night and my arm was behind the couch, and I didn't know it fell back there, and I couldn't get it out, and I fucking panicked, and I know that feeling, and I would rather be quicker to the draw, meaning like get me in and out, like
yeah,
I don't want shit snagging on anything, like, and it's so funny because I've been following her journey, like I said, and she's got a great upbeat attitude.
She really does.
She's also being very honest about how hard this has been because apparently cutting off an arm is not easy peasy.
I mean, I wouldn't assume so. Wow.
She's definitely, I thought I'd put her on your radar because I think about, you know, your journey with your arm and just how like the silliest fucking thing, like dunking basketballs or getting on a scooter fucking changes your life forever. And then I say this respectfully, she is fucking adorable. Mm-hmm. She's like probably a little bit older than my daughters, but like her attitude is just fucking adorable. She's got these new shoes she's wearing everywhere. I love this kid.
Yeah.
I want her to fucking succeed. She's a great writer. Like talk about it or don't talk
yeah,
about it.
Yeah, it's very cool that she's, you know, I'm sure this is helping a lot of people in a similar situation.
Dude, but like that's what, I mean, like in all honesty, I mean, in the smallest sample size, when I fucked my arm and I've been going to surgery, I called you all the time.
Yeah.
And I remember how fucking scared I was about going to surgery.
I do.
And like those little bits of sharing, sometimes they fucking help. And I keep saying to her, I don't say to her, I've reached out to her once. I don't know where the fuck she even lives. I just told her I liked her story.
Somewhere cold.
She's definitely where it's snowing. You know,
Where is that?
She's been in and out of the hospital with, like, I guess, infections. I don't know what it is.
Go to the top. Sometimes people write where they live. No.
Paraswimmer.
Yeah.
Disability advocate.
Wow.
Yeah. I think her Huffington Post, Nylon, Health, Self, The Daily Beast, yeah. Salon, Wired, Allure. She writes for all.
She's
of
a
them.
Real
She's
writer.
She's like a legit writer.
Yeah.
And it's so, oh man.
You know who else is a legit writer? Me. I got a new book out. It's pre-order now at tomsegura.com/book. Drops June 14th.
What are we going to do to promote this book? What big things are we going to do? How about this? You ready?
Yeah,
you ready?
Yeah.
I would like you to do a book reading jumping out of a helicopter.
Jumping out of a helicopter?
I'll go with you.
Really?
Yep. We'll jump out of a helicopter. Take a helicopter up to 10,000 feet, and we'll have your book. And go, all right. We'll jump tandem with dudes on our backs, and we'll do a book reading to help promote the book. We got to go big, man. It's a fucking book.
Yeah, you're right.
You got to go big. You can't go small. You got to do something extra large that everyone, and it's got to be book. Like one of the things I did when my book came out was, I said, if you take a shirtless picture of you reading my book at a Barnes & Noble, I'll retweet it. It's just small potatoes, right?
Yeah.
Obviously. And I got chicks that took shirtless pictures, and Alex Spagnola, and a bunch of chicks did, and I retweeted them, and they went fucking crazy. Oh. But obviously,
you're good at this. This is like your
Oh, my swing zone is promotion.
You're yes.
I just skied shirtless down a mountain, and dude, reels.
How cold was that?
Wasn't cold at all.
No.
Yeah, and I got recognized.
And you're sweating, right? Because like you're.
No,
I'm saying like I've been years, but like when you go skiing, snowboarding, it is like it's exercise. You end up getting like
yeah. My body's warm.
Yeah,
but I fucking flew down a fucking mountain shirtless, and it's crazy. If you want to get recognized as a shirtless comedian, go snowboarding shirtless down a mountain, and everyone knows who you are.
They do.
The whole mountain.
This is Park City.
This was. I don't know where this was.
You don't know where this was?
I've been skiing a lot lately.
Oh. What do you like, skiing or snowboarding?
Snowboarding. Yeah. I like snowboarding. It just makes me feel young.
Yeah.
Like you ski and you just feel like an old person.
I like snowboarding. I mean, I haven't done it in years, but I used to enjoy it.
Yeah. Those were, and then here's me fucking
Here's me promoting a book on Instagram. Hey, I got a new book out. You should pre-order.
But that's who you are. It's kind of genuine to your brand. You do not, like, it's kind of nice because I go, my brand is I got to get shirtless on a mountain to go down a mountain to promote something, and then people pay attention. It's kind of nice that you just go, hey, guys, these are my glasses I bought because I'm colorblind.
Yeah.
We got to do something big for your book.
For the book dropping?
This is how my brain works, right?
Yeah.
Find the things you like on the internet, right? Like, go on Instagram and...
You've been really farting a lot.
I've been farting a lot. I gotta take a shit. But your toilets here are really high.
Are they?
Yeah, you picked high toilets. It's like riding a horse.
I didn't know that.
You find the
Does
things...
Does Leanne finger your butt?
No. No. Can I tell you, Owen Gray has girls eat his ass while he jacks off?
So cool.
And I was like, so cool. It's so cool.
There's some things you can only dream about, you know?
What? Do you realize what I would have to do to go, I need you to eat my asshole as I jack off?
To Leanne?
Yeah.
What would you have to do?
I don't know. Let's bring it up at dinner tonight.
That's a good idea.
What are we doing for dinner tonight?
I don't know. We should wrap this up and go have dinner.
True?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. In closing.
Yeah.
Nadav, your weight loss challenge ends November 3rd.
November 3rd, if you hit 215.
I will mouth kiss you raw.
That's one thing you'll get. We're also going to work out a cash prize.
For real?
Yeah. Yeah. There will be a cash prize.
Okay, I'm game. Let's do it.
Yep.
Any, if you can withhold from choking out a bitch during sex... By November 3rd.
I give
and
up.
She, what? Oh, okay, pass. All
I
right,
give
good.
Up.
By the way, I just started watching those videos, Denny.
What? What videos?
Yeah.
Is that, are you into that?
No. No. And I know I'm not. It's so weird.
Wait, is he into that?
Yeah. He's into.
You're a choke guy?
Rough stuff. Oh, put headsets on.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. On. Let's see. You're into choking?
We'll just rough it, like a little bit of rough stuff.
Right? A little rough stuff, but that's a different level. So that's what I'm asking.
Remember how uncomfortable you got last time we did this?
Yeah. I remember.
So you like to choke a bitch out, right?
Yeah, of course I like to choke a bitch out, man. If she likes it, shit.
Is that a common request? You get that a lot?
Every fucking time, yeah.
Oh, that's right. You said that.
Yeah.
They're always like, choke me?
Yeah, I mean, I said I expected that poll to be like 70%, and it was at like 60 or something when it was done.
Well, a lot of guys, I think, voted for that. I think a lot of guys were like, "Oh, bitches love to get choked out."
I don't want it. I mean, it doesn't appeal to me.
I don't. Yeah, it's not what I'm in for sex for. But
it's a dance, you know. It's like a
dance.
Yeah,
it's a dance.
I bet I'd like it if I found a chick that was into it.
That's different, I guess.
If Charlize Theron said. Choke me, but she's got to be a big chick. What is how tall is Charlize Theron?
I'm guessing close to six.
6'5"?
Right? No, 5'10".
Let me see a picture of her next to Mark Wahlberg.
There you go.
Let's see. All right.
Yeah,
she's regular.
Leaning down.
She's regular.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me go to the one with her in flip-flops and then him in tall boots.
Yep.
He has hair pumped up. He's an interesting guy, man. He's a really interesting guy.
Yeah.
Do you think you could get along with him as a best friend?
As a best friend?
Best friend. Where he goes, hey, man. He goes, this is me. Ready?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, Tommy.
Yeah.
I want to be your best friend.
And he'd be like, you know how it goes. Be at the house tomorrow at 3:45. Like, 3:45 in the fucking morning?
Like, yeah. We wake up, we work out. You got batting gloves?
Come on, man. Come on, dude.
Tommy. Tommy.
Yeah.
You want to go to the next level?
Yeah.
Come on. Wahlburgers for lunch.
All right. Cool.
Okay. Donnie. Tommy's coming over.
But also, I think, I'd just be like, hey, man, we got to get naps. We got a nap today? We don't take naps.
We don't take naps, Tommy. Come on. Tommy, more bunch.
Too much.
He worked out with his daughter's boyfriend.
Okay.
Like he did
recently?
A work. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was on. I was online, and I was like, never.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk to that motherfucker.
He is a savage with the workouts, dude. He really is.
He's in good shape.
Yeah, yeah.
We could be that
way. Did you
like
getting like smacked?
No.
Really?
No, I have veneers on my teeth. I don't want to get.
But I'm talking like a slap.
No.
That wouldn't turn you on?
No. You've been at a table when I've been slapped. I didn't like it.
All right. That's different. I'm talking about in bed.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like anything that steps into my personal comfort. I like being comfortable.
Yeah.
I like treats. I want to come. I want to see your tits. I want to play with your tits. And that's it. I don't understand going like, I want to choke your throat.
Right.
I want to see your eyes roll back in your face.
How about like a little, like what about like a little, what's the little razzle? Like a nipple pinch, spank on your ass?
By the way, I don't like too hard of a nipple pinch. Because I go, that's not enjoyable. That's pain.
Right, right.
A little play, a little like, I want to lose my stomach. When I fuck, I want to feel like I'm on a roller coaster.
Okay.
I want to feel the free fall. I want to feel the ride. And I want it to stop.
Okay. And it usually stops at about 15 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a roller coaster.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be in there for a while. I mean, yeah. Jesus. I'm going to fuck definitely in your second house tonight.
Cool, man. Thanks for telling me.
I'll try choking her.
Don't bring it up. Just do it. That's the key.
What if I can, how many times do you think I can choke her at dinner tonight and just be like, hey, and just give her a kiss, but grab her throat. And then you just giggle and you're like, oh, bro.
I think the first time she's going to be like, what the hell is going on right now?
Hell nah.
Yeah.
That ain't going on in my hometown. You kin to me.
I bet you could get her to like it.
What's that?
I bet you could get her to like it if you do it right. I bet you.
I only know one way to choke someone, that's to kill them.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying though. It's like you just put your hand around it. Don't like squeeze, you know? It's like just put your hand around her and give her like a nice little kiss.
Like a turtleneck. You know what I mean? Like a medium-sized turtleneck. Like, oh, this like is
a
tight.
A medium-sized turtleneck.
The level of squeeze he's going for.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like just put your hands around it. Don't even squeeze. Just put your hands around it. So it's like
a
choke could come next, but it's not gonna come.
Is choking popular in the recording room there?
And Dov?
I've been with some ladies that want it, and it's all right. I don't like being choked though.
I would love to choke Dov.
You would love to choke me.
I mean, no. What did I say? Did I say that out loud?
You did. You said,
"Oh, yeah."
Oh, that's cool.
Nadav, I want to have a threesome with you, but I choke you.
Super cool.
Is choking popular in the rest there?
Yep. Danny's into it. Yep. Peter's into
Danny's into it. Peter's into it.
It can be fun, yeah.
Peter, you work for me, man. We don't choke bitches. Wow.
Everyone here chokes.
Peter, you're a choker?
On occasion, Ryan just texted me. He says, no on choking.
Nice. Finally, we got a fucking sane person.
Fucking gentleman.
I bet it's generational.
Oh, right.
Because they all grew up on porn where people choke each other and spit in their pussies.
I'm into that. Don't be fucking square.
Good luck spitting in Leanne's pussy.
Oh, should I try tonight?
Just do it in the middle of dinner. What are we getting for dinner?
You keep asking me. I don't
pizza?
Know. Do you want pizza? Want pizza.
I could fucking eat immediately.
Do you care if she spits on you?
Leanne's never going to spit on me.
Why?
My saliva ain't like your saliva.
What the hell does that mean?
You got like goopy saliva.
Yeah.
So like.
What if you spit on her cooch? Would she get upset?
Yeah. If I got down there and was like, yeah. Just that. She'd be like, the fuck are you doing?
You're like, I'm lubing it up.
You spitting on my cooter? You slopping on my cooter? I love this character I've turned my wife
please,
into.
Dude, it's not that far off.
It's not that far off.
You got to try it tonight.
Come on. I'll try it tonight.
Be great for the morning.
I'll tell you what. I'll do it tonight. I'll just make the noise. I'll go.
I didn't say hock-a-loogie on it.
And then just
and when she goes,
slap her with my finger.
As soon as she's like, what the hell? You reach up, you choke her. And you go, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, hey, that's enough out of you.
Yeah.
I spit all coochies.
Yeah.
I got to take a shit.
Okay, let's wrap it. Thanks for listening and watching. We'll see you next time. I love you.
Love you.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call... Two bears, one cave. No
scripts, a bit of booze, amateur proctology, dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.